Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And today we're going to talk about lighting up your home and about a local business and how it is surviving the pandemic. It has survived many, many decades, not only in our community, but in the Ohio area as well. We welcome Lori Gross, owner of Gross Electric. Lori, we've never seen anything like this in our lifetime, where we've had these shutdowns, we've had edicts that businesses had to be closed or do business differently. How have you been surviving this at Gross Electric, the pandemic?
It's, March and April and May were really tough for us because we basically had to close the showroom except for outdoor pickups and emergencies. So that was tough. In Ohio, at least, they kept construction open, which helped us a lot. So at least people were still building houses and finishing things. But what we did, the way we survived, was we got the PPP loan, which was significant. Thank you, government. We really appreciate that. And taking that money, I brought all my employees back by end of April, and we completely ripped our showroom apart and redid it. So we used that time to do something we could have never, ever done while we were open. I mean, we have over 1,500 fixtures on display. We pulled everyone down and rearranged the whole showroom. And it ended up looking like a brand new showroom. And that was the good part of it. We used that money for something creative that we couldn't have done without the pandemic.
That's marvelous. And that's probably something you had in mind all along, but you knew, how are we going to attempt this, right?
No, I didn't have it in mind. Actually, that's really funny.
Really?
What happened was, I was working in Toledo. We were open 10 to 3 in Toledo, Monday through Friday. And I was walking through the showroom every single day because it was me and one other person working every day. And every day I walked through and I go, this place is just a mess. We need to redo this. And then it just kind of went from there. But before that, we had no plans to do it. But walking and really just having that opportunity to study the showroom and think about how it could be better, that's what gave us the opportunity.
And that's exactly what all of us who have been working from home have been doing. We're getting much more intimate with our home and knowing its faults and failures and doing some improvements. So has that helped your business?
Yes. I mean, I keep saying to everybody, I think the public is scared that we're all going to be locked into our houses December, January, and February. And I can't tell you how many people come in and they go, I've hated this fixture since I bought the house. But when you're only in your house 5 hours a day, what difference does it make? But now everybody's there all day. So it's like, I've hated it and I'm not going to look at it anymore. Or they're redoing their kitchens because they're in them all the time. Or the master baths. They're like, I've never liked it. And they're not traveling. So they're investing the money in this instead. So it's great.
Well, as a customer, I can tell everyone that you have done a great job with your curbside as well. And you're online and also on the phone. In fact, I was on the phone this past weekend with one of your associates in Ann Arbor at Gross Electric, looking for a very specific pendant light. And she found it for me, told me what the order time was and all of that. And we're still working out the details. But it's just been a great way to do business, I think, for a lot of people who are very busy. And now we're stuck at home. And so we have to find creative ways. And I marvel over how businesses like yours have adapted just to adding curbside or other kinds of things that businesses didn't do before, Lori.
That's true. Actually, it's interesting. We actually have some signs out front now that say curbside pickup with a number to call. And we're happy to do that. We do ship to home now. So most, probably 85 or 90% of lighting that you find online or you call us or we can do, we can have it shipped right to your home so you don't even have to come back. We've always had internet price match. So we're trying to, and we've got a great website at grosselectric.com. So we're really trying to do everything we possibly can to stay relevant because, it's harder all the time.
It is. Lori Gross, our guest, owner of Gross Electric. And in just a moment, we're going to find out the history about Gross Electric. But first, let's talk a little bit about the kinds of lighting issues that people are having right now, what they're looking for. And I think we can start in the office, many people having to either redo their offices or kind of create space in their home that has enough light and does what they need to do for their day-to-day work. Talk a little bit about what you see going on there.
I agree. I think a lot of people have taken spaces that they've never really used before and said, okay, now this is going to be my office. And maybe they have one teeny overhead light or one teeny lamp and it's dark and it's dingy. So the biggest thing I just work on is what can we get you for some general lighting, like overhead? And then what can we do for task lighting? Can we give you a lamp on your desk? Can we put a torchier as a light that gives light up? And so can we uplight your room so you don't have glare on your computer screen? A lot of people have lights that reflect off their computer screen, so you need to be aware of that. And what can we do to add supplemental lighting around the room and task lighting so you don't have that glare, but you still have enough light to work?
Are you finding that a lot of people want to have the perfect lighting for those Zoom meetings and create that just great look on the computer?
I think that's hard to do unless you have a window in front of you or a lamp right in front of you. I mean, your lighting, Lucienne, is fantastic. You look beautiful.
Well, thank you. And you can thank Gross Lighting for that.
Oh, thank you. But it's hard for people in a normal room. They might not have the plugs. They might not have an overhead light, you know. So getting light, the best thing I can tell anybody is to get light on the front of your face. Don't work under recessed if you're going to be on screen. It's kind of what I tell people in bathrooms. When you look at yourself under a recessed light, it ages you because it shadows under your nose, under your chin, under your eyes. The same thing happens if you're on a Zoom call. If you can get something that gives you light in front of your face, I don't care if you set a lamp at the very front of the edge of your desk, it will light the front of your face and fill in all those things that we, wrinkles. I'm older, so I can say that. Wrinkles and all that other stuff, and it may make you look a little younger, and right, it'll make you look a lot better. So get that light in front of you rather than behind you or right over your head.
We've seen a lot of changes with light bulbs and warm light and white light and blue versus, the real warm. How has that changed the work that you're doing at Gross Electric and the kinds of lighting people are seeking?
That's a great question. So what I'm seeing is, we're going into winter. We're going to have our shortest day in a week, and people miss that warm sunlight. But what they are doing now is they're picking bulbs up. So the way light bulbs color works is it's on a degree Kelvin scale. So the lower the number, the warmer the color. So your old-fashioned incandescent was 2,700 degrees Kelvin. Daylight is about 6,500 to 7,000 degrees Kelvin. All right. What I like to use in houses is somewhere between 3,000, either 2,700 or 3,000. And the coolest I normally get is 3,500. And what I'm seeing is people are picking up these bulbs that are 5,000 degree Kelvin. And they'll go to me, they'll say, I love these bulbs. They're so bright. Or I see blue.
Yeah.
It's brighter than red. So in their world, it looks bright. But if you put that on a Zoom screen or you're standing in front of it, you look dead.
Right.
I mean, these bulbs are just so blue, green. They don't make people look good under it.
They're not warm. So if you want that warmth, you want to look for 2,700 to 3,000 Kelvin, right?
Yeah. That's okay. What I prefer in a house.
Me too. Right.
And if I have to, I'll go to 3,500, but I really don't like the really cold, and I'm just seeing it over and over again. And it washes out your colors. You're not going to see your reds and your purples and all those things that warm up our houses. You're not going to see, but it's going to make your whites look really good.
Right. Lori, What is germicidal lighting?
Okay. So germicidal is the hot thing everybody's talking about because there's two types. There's UVC and UVB. So UVB is just kills bacteria. It doesn't work against COVID. UVC is the one that everybody's had to trot because it does kill germs. However, you cannot look at a UVC light. It will burn out your eyes.
Ooh.
So what you need to be careful is when you're on Amazon or these other places and you go, oh, yeah, we've got this UVC and you're going to put it in your house. Well, I tell people if you're going to use it, find something that's an indirect light. So it's lighting off the ceiling. There are some things coming out. GE has a product coming out that looks like a smoke detector, but it has the UVC coming out the edges of it. But that's going to retail for like $600 and won't be out till January. It's really designed more for a commercial. I have a fan company, Big Ass Fans. They now have a UVC that you can get that is on the top of the paddle fan body. motor, and it lights up, you know, and it goes up.
Wow.
So if you get the light in the space, it'll kill it. It's a matter of getting it there without having a light source you're actually physically looking
right.
at. So you really need to be careful if you're buying this stuff. You do not want something you or a kid or someone who walks in your house can mistakenly look at, because it's really, really dangerous.
That is really interesting. And by the way, that was the name of that fan company, Big, you know what,
Big fan company.
Mm-hmm. That's a real company.
It is.
All right,
it is.
Let's talk about aesthetics now. What's in right now in the way of lighting in homes? What are you seeing people buying? It seems like we went through that farmhouse phase. I'm always going to be a chandelier girl, but what do you see people wanting right now?
You know, it's really interesting. It's all over the board. Farmhouse is still big. I'm seeing a lot of people that want classic, not traditional, but transitional. Transitional is the hottest thing. So it's got clean lines, and it's not really, you know, unless you specifically want a crystal, there's not a lot of frills and all that other kind of stuff. So it's got really clean lines. It's simple. It gives a lot of light. I'm seeing more contemporary than I've seen in a long time. There's people coming in, they just say, you know, I want everything clean and contemporary, which is great. But that farmhouse look is still absolutely out there. Still bronzes, nickels, golds, not brass, but golds are hot.
Yeah, the brushed gold came back, but it's a different gold than we remember from the 70s or 80s.
Thank God, because I will never carry one of those fixtures again. Not in my way anyway, you know. But.
You have a nice sale going on right now at Gross Electric. Tell everyone about this. 20% off a couple of particular brands.
Yes, we have 20% off two particular brands, Kichler and Hinckley, in-store only. And there's a bunch of holidays by a bunch of our vendors right now. And this is our 110th anniversary this year. We didn't get to have much of a celebration, unfortunately. But we made a lot of special buys at the end of the year last year that we thought. And so we have some great special buys going on right
Excellent.
Now.
Excellent. Tell everyone about this family-owned company, Gross Electric. Lori, how did it begin?
So it started with my grandfather in 1910. He moved to Toledo from Chicago. He came to buy out the branch of a store from there, and he said, I think this can be successful. And so he ended up buying it out and starting the company. So we started down there. We moved into Ann Arbor, actually. We've been in Ann Arbor since 1962. So we've been there over 53 years. It was 53 years this year. And my dad went to Michigan. I went to Michigan. He'd always been looking for a place in Ann Arbor. We bought that business when South Industrial was the dead end street. There was no mall. There was nothing there. And we've grown over the years. So now we have two showrooms, three stores. We also have a safety business. We sell, we have a company called G&G Safety Supply that we sell all kinds of PPE products, actually, which we also have in our Ann Arbor store now, but hard hats and vests and all that, plus masks and sanitation and everything. So we've grown a lot over the last 110 years.
Well, congratulations, 110th anniversary. And you couldn't celebrate the way you wanted to, but no one's going to take that away from you. It's a lot of history, a lot of business, and you're continuing to do business, just doing it a little differently. I ask every business person I talk with this question, something like curbside that you had to add this year, do you envision continuing that or even shipping to the home?
Absolutely. I envision keeping both of those because I have customers that come in from all over the state. And I do a lot of houses all over the country and up north and all that. So ship to home works great. You know, people, you live in Manchester, you don't want to drive all the way. And once the students come back, knock on wood, and, you know, we're back to our normal traffic in Ann Arbor.
Right.
Ipsing, you know, people are going to really appreciate that ship to home. And, you know, if you're in a hurry, you know, when you get out of your car, you got kids in the car, whatever, the curbside, I envision us keeping all of it as best we can.
I love to hear that. And I think that there are some good things that have come out of this pandemic, these kinds of new ways of doing business. And I'm glad to hear that you're going to keep that. I think that's beneficial to people and you know, hopefully garnering even more customers in the future because of the ease it is to shop at Gross Electric.
Absolutely.
Happy anniversary, Lori.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. 110 years at Gross Electric, a company started by Lori Gross's grandfather. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. And for more information, you can go online to grosselectric.com. Also, the Builders and Modelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor features all of its clients on there as well. And that is BragAnnArbor.com. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.